Additionally, just as you may turn there if you want to look at this passage together, plans as far as memorial service are going to be a little bit down the road for family. Some of his elderly aunts have a difficulty getting out, but we want to make sure that we're facilitating opportunities within our church family to be able to process and to grieve Rod's passing. So we'll keep you up to date on all of those things, but as far as official services, those will be a little bit later as the spring comes. There will be a memorial service, and it will be here at Dorseyville, but we'll keep you up to date on how we're going to approach and help you to process his passing together. But we want to do a little bit of that this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, today we're looking at reawakening to the return of Christ in our message in the 40 days of prayer, and this really goes very much along those lines. Verse 50, Paul says, "I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable, these bodies, inherit the imperishable, the everlasting glorified body that we will have." Paul says, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we, those who are still alive, will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and these mortal bodies with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then," and I want us to focus on that word for a moment this morning, "then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I want us to recognize, and a lot of times when we think of loved ones passing from this life to the next, we'll, preachers like me will at funerals, we'll read this passage. And sometimes there's this misunderstanding that, oh, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But when you're sitting here, and we're sitting here right now, and you're at the funeral service of a loved one, there's a lot of sting. There's a lot of sting. And we're experiencing sting right now. And sometimes we can unintentionally focus so much on the victory that we don't sit and grieve in the sting. Then, Paul says, then the saying that is written will come true, that death has been swallowed up in victory. Right now, we know the victory has been won, but right now we're sitting in the waiting for the victory to come. And there's a reason why it hurts so much, because when you love well, loss hurts a lot. And Rod loved well, and as a church family, we loved him well. And so whenever you do that, the sting of death really hurts. You know, oftentimes we think of services and we're like, we got to do the service. Almost we look at it as an event, that grieving is an event. But grieving isn't an event. Grieving is a process. We need the events and we need the space to be able to come together. But ultimately, grieving is a process. And so this is where, as a church family, we lean into one another. We celebrate. We share the stories of Rod's antics. But we also share the ways in which he touched our lives with those cards that he sent or those words of kindness. Or we share the stories of how God transformed and was transforming Rod and the amazing things that he was doing in his life. And we celebrate those. We celebrate him. We celebrate him. And so as we gather in these spaces, it's an opportunity to recognize there is sting. and not to push it aside, but to be able together to sit in the grief, to sit in the sorrow, knowing that one day it will be swallowed up in victory. But today, today we hold on to the hope, but we fully embrace the pain. Because joy comes in the mourning. And sometimes mourning is not spelled M-O-R-N-I-N-G. It's spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. For blessed are those who grieve, Jesus said, for they will be comforted. So I believe that the Lord just, in these days, wants us to sit in it. It's easy to want to just push it off and rush through it. But to really celebrate well, you have to grieve well. And when you love well, it hurts. And so we just want to take a moment to pray together and to give thanks to the Lord for Rod's life, but also to welcome by his Spirit just the comfort that only he can bring, and that he would lead us in grieving well and celebrating well a life of a faithful servant of the Lord and a good friend. So let's pray together. Father, these moments are not easy. They never have been and they never will be on this side of eternity. And we do hold on to the hope of everlasting life, the hope of the resurrection of the dead, the hope that death will be fully swallowed up in victory, that we will be able to say one day, though we stand in the hope of it and the truth of it, we will be able to say death has been swallowed up in victory. But today, Father, we say, we hold on to you and we acknowledge our grief before you. We acknowledge our loss. We acknowledge the pain and the hurt. We acknowledge the sorrow. And we praise you and we thank you and we welcome you in to our conversations, to our worship in a special way this morning. The one who is near, the one who is present, the one who knows what it is to grieve. Jesus, you wept at Lazarus's tomb. You wept. And so we welcome you, Jesus, the one who is closer than a brother, to come by your Spirit. As we worship, as we gather around your word, as we celebrate the life and the death and the resurrection of Christ in communion, we welcome you to come, to be tangibly present in our midst, to comfort as only you can comfort, to strengthen as only you can strengthen, to help us to fix our eyes on you this morning, to declare truth this morning, to draw near to you, knowing that you will draw near to us. So come. You are welcome here. You are so desperately needed here. Come. We thank you for Rod's life. We thank you for the fruit that he left here on this earth and the fruit that is yet to be born. We pray that that fruit will come. We glorify you, Father, for Rod's life, for his impact, for his friendship, for his love, for his service. We glorify you. And we thank you for the privilege to have walked with our friend, our loved one, our faithful brother. We thank you. We thank you. Glorify your name in these moments, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's stand and worship this morning. And as we worship, it's tough because, you know, we're feeling some pain this morning. But as humans, when we feel our body pains, we reach for Tylenol, we reach for ibuprofen, whatever it is that will help us. And this morning, let's just reach out to the Lord. Let's not deny our pain. It's real. But let's reach up to him. And I'm sure with God's presence among us this morning, we are going to feel some relief.
Torn and the doors fling wide. I see
Spirit to be with us. Oh, sweet comfort of God, the Holy Spirit. He's in our presence right now. And we just pray that, Lord, you would touch each one of us and bring healing and comfort. We pray.
Cry holy, 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 holy. We Tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us the kingdom and praise to God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? He is. Is he worthy? Is he worthy?
So he is worthy. Amen.